And we'll start with the Irish Examiner. A lot of the stories on the front pages from yesterday's the clearing of tents on Mount Street of those asylum seekers outside the IPO office, and the Irish Examiner going with asylum seekers warned not to return to the streets. At least 285 of them moved from the tent encampment, and they were warned they could be prosecuted, as our chief reporter Barry White was reporting yesterday. And dismantling the tent city on the South Dublin City Street began at 7 o'clock yesterday. And asylum seekers who had been there for several months were living in tents around the IPO, and they were moved to sites in Cruxing and in City West as well. Now, the Irish Times is going with something different. Coalition considers further cuts to payments to Ukrainian refugees. So ministers are set to consider a further cut in payments to Ukrainian refugees, and they'll meet today to discuss the government's communication plan after that tented encampment for asylum seekers in Mount Street was removed yesterday. And this is the constituted Cabinet Committee on Migration, and it'll be held this afternoon with ministers to discuss the current communication strategy on immigration and receive updates on deportations so far this year. The Irish Times also going with that story with the rent increases twice as fast outside of Dublin. We will have more on that story coming up on Breakfast Briefing shortly. In the Irish Independent this morning, there's a new move to buy or rent empty homes to house asylum seekers. So the government is launching a new drive to buy or rent properties from landlords, developers and builders to help house record numbers of asylum seekers. And this is something coming from the Department of Integration. And there's more on that story inside the Irish Independent today on page 4. And it's a story by Gabia Gatovetskaya in the Irish Independent this morning. Looking at the Irish Daily Mail, more on the tent encampment, end of tent city. But 1,600 more migrants came in the past month. And also on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, Ian Begley has a report that Garda Commissioner Drew Harris wants 100 more static speed cameras put in place after 9 new devices were revealed. That's also inside the Irish Examiner this morning, that particular story. So 9 static speed cameras being installed at accident black spots, and just among some of them, they'll be on the N59 between Moycullen and Galway City, the N25 in Waterford between Glenmore and Lofanny, the OR772 Arklow Road north of Gorey, and the N80 in Carlow between Bardstown and Levittstown. So just looking then at some of the tabloids, Shane's gun was vanished. So a lot of the tabloids are running with this story about a gun owned by Shane McGowan, which was used at the GPO during the 1916 Rising. And his family say that it has vanished. So speaking about the historically significant Lee Enfield rifle, Shane McGowan's sister Siobhan last night told the Irish Sun that it was something so special to Shane and his family. And of course, they're all Adam Higgins with a story as well about the clearing of tents on Mount Street. The Irish Daily Mirror, they're also going with the tents. Tent packing is the headline there. So migrant shelter in city dismantled, and Simon Harris pledges that it will not return. I was out in Farmley where the Taoiseach was celebrating 20 years of EU enlargement, and he basically said that he's kind of moved the angle from that of housing to that of the law of the land, as he put it himself. So he's maintaining that those kind of encampments won't be coming back. And in the Mirror, on the front of the Mirror today, Louise Byrne saying that Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald describing the operation as long overdue. The Star also going with the Shane McGowan rifle story. Swiper rifle, the headline on this one. So Shane McGowan's rifle from the 1916 Rising, most likely stolen, according to his wife, Victoria Mary Clark. At the front of the Herald, it's a story from the courts about a criminal trying to pass off stained 50-euro notes, get rich or die trying, is the headline there. So it's about a getaway driver in a 50,000-euro cash-in-transit heist tracked down after he tried to pass off security dye-stained 50-euro notes in betting shops around Dublin. And this is the former architectural design student, Leon Charlotte, who was previously jailed over a gun seizure, and he pleaded guilty to the robbery of a GSLS security employee of a cash box containing €50,000 on June 13, 2019 at the Main Street in Kinnegad in County Westmeath. Now, one of the things that I like about this is that we get to look at what the Brits are saying, and they're very much at it again. The front of the Daily Telegraph: Ireland sends police to border in migrant row. I can tell you now, we knew on Tuesday that this was absolutely not the case. And on Thursday, some of the British papers reporting that this is going to be the case. It's after there was a bit of a back and forth between the DUP and Rishi Sunak in the House of Commons yesterday, whereby the Irish government announced plans for 100 police officers to be redeployed to frontline immigration enforcement duties. And Rishi Sunak said that he hoped that wouldn't happen. I can tell you, Rishi, it's not going to happen. And then he also made the point that that Ireland can't cherry pick some what agreements they choose to uphold and wish to honour. Simon Harris was asked that again yesterday as well. He kind of said, I agree. We absolutely should be upholding what we have. Just a couple, another story inside the papers today, inside the Irish Independent. Dentists offer extra clinics to help treat medical card holders. So public and private dentists are offering to hold evening and weekend clinics in a bid to ease the crisis facing medical card patients who are finding it difficult to get treatment. And there are only 810 dentists listed as participating in this scheme. And the Irish Dental Association proposed an interim emergency scheme under which the HSE dental clinics would be opened at night and at weekends. And there's more on that inside the Irish Independent from their health correspondent, Eilish O'Regan. And finally, one from inside the Sun: no sip Sherlock. So lager is best served chilled, according to scientists. I probably could have told you that. So the best, the ideal temperature is 5 degrees, as the chemistry changes if it gets warmer, crucially affecting taste. And so lab tests were found that alcohol molecules cluster differently when temperatures rise, and certain beers lose their refreshing tang and become watery if they are not kept chilled.